I took a walk out in a field, and when I got home, I took off my pants. Something crawled out from under my pants. I couldn't tell what it was at first glance. On my hands and knees, I found it was a bug. Then I lost it. It disappeared in the rug. Had a bug in the cuff of my pants. Bug in the cuff of my pants. Bug in the cuff. Whoa, whoa. Didn't want to kill it, something told me that was wrong, so I let it go. And I couldn't tell if there were spiders or ants, but all's I know is I had a bug. All's I know is I had a bug. All's I know is I had a bug in the cuff of my pants. Bug in the cuff of my pants. Bug in the cuff of my pants. Bug in the cuff. Bug in the cuff. Bug in the cuff. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was Casper Baby Pants right here on the Children's Hour from a release called Here I Am, Bug in the Cuff. I'm Katie Stone, and today we're getting bugged on the Children's Hour, thinking about insects and the incredible role they play in the world around us. Did you know that some people eat insects? Eating insects might sound strange at first, but many people around the world enjoy them as part of their regular meals. Insects like crickets, grasshoppers, and mealworms are packed with important nutrients like protein and vitamins and minerals, which can help us stay healthy. Some scientists even say that eating insects is good for the environment because they need less food and water to grow compared to animals like cows or chickens. Plus, raising insects produces fewer harmful gases that cause pollution. Insects can be cooked in many different ways. They can be roasted, fried, or even made into flour for baking cookies. They taste a little bit like nuts or popcorn, and they're crunchy, which can make them fun to eat. So while it might seem weird at first, trying new foods like insects can actually help you be adventurous and help save the planet at the same time. Now, here's a simple recipe to try. Cricket tacos. First, you take 1 cup of roasted crickets. And if they aren't already roasted, you can just fry them in a little oil until they're crispy. Then grab some taco shells and fill them with shredded lettuce, diced tomatoes, and a little bit of cheese if you'd like. Add a handful of the crickets on top and drizzle some salsa. And here in New Mexico, we would say add green chili. Maybe squeeze a little lime juice on top for extra flavor. And there you have it. Delicious, crunchy cricket tacos. Are you brave enough to try it? We've posted this recipe at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode Get Bugged. We got a little bit more time here on the Children's Hour. This is Elliot Park from Songs with My Daughters.
Did you get your invitation yet to the hippest gig that's ever been? The band is small, but it'll drop your jaw. Down by the shed where the grass is high, when the moon comes up this Saturday night, come on, come off to the cricket's ball. Click bugs keeping that swinging beat, cicada Sally with the tambourine. Listen to the little mosquitoes sing, crickets with their fiddle feet. If you're too big, if you're too tall, well that's okay, you can watch it all through the old knot hole in the tool shed wall. Crickets ball.
Tishle quellum. So who, yes, so who, yes, so who, yeah. So who, yes, so who, yes, so who, yeah. Jeunesse and Jazzy to so who, yeah. Chance loose, so who, yeah. S-E-I-S-T-S-E to so who, yeah. Still tell us.
That's the Bug Song, sung in Salish, brought to us by the Confederated Salish Kootenai Tribes. They're out of western Montana. You're listening to the Children's Hour today. We're getting bugged. You can follow along with our whole playlist at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Get Bugged. And now you can find our playlists on Spotify. We're putting our playlists from almost all of our shows, thanks to our intern, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. You can find that Spotify link at every episode's webpage. So check them out at childrenshour.org. We're getting bugged, but sometimes when we get bugged, we don't really mind. Like, butterflies. No one minds being bugged by butterflies, do we? This is the Neilds right here on the Children's Hour.
Thank you. finally find me. You'll see a golden flock as we fly by.
Been listening to the Children's Hour. You can always find our shows as podcasts anywhere you listen to podcasts or go to childrenshour.org. There we've got links and photos and so much more posted, like the recipe for cricket tacos. And if you like them, we want to know. childrenshour.org/contact is how you reach us. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Gus Tafoya and Daniel Lentz. Many thanks to Jason Schaller, curator of entomology at the Albuquerque Biopark, for being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour,
or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.